Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a new edition of Stardust Radio. Now, I know you're thinking that you're hearing my voice. You're kind of wondering if you did laugh into the right show. Well, actually, you did. I'm actually filling in for Joanne tonight. She actually had lost her voice, so she will not be joining us, but hopefully she's drinking lots of herbal tea, lemon tea, getting better, getting that voice, recuperated, is that a word? Recuperated, so that way she can do a new show with you guys. I'm Neville J. Lee, and many of you know me from Buzzworthy Radio here of the same network. We're going to be joined tonight by the wonderful Jennifer Barron. How are you? 847 area code, you are on the line. How are you?
Hi, this is
how are you,
Rita? I'm fine. How? Well, thank you.
So what's your name?
Rita.
Rita. Okay. Our guest hasn't shown up yet, so we're actually going to put you back on hold and wait for our guest to arrive. Okay.
I appreciated you calling on me because I'm a pretty loyal listener and I love Joanne, and thanks for sharing what you shared, because if Joanne doesn't mind and you don't mind, I wouldn't mind lifting our lovely Joanne up in prayer.
Okay, great. Absolutely. All right, you guys. Jennifer Barron will be joining us very, very shortly. We actually, I did not know this until Joanne actually sent me the information, but on March 13th, 2010, Debbie Allen plus Peter Marietta and the cast members from the Disney Channel's Wizards of Waverly Place. They're going to be honored at the second annual Multicultural Harmony Gala. This was created and hosted and produced by Jennifer Barron's of True Form Films, and it will benefit and raise much-needed funds for the Multicultural Learning Center, a bilingual Spanish-less-English charter school in the San Fernando Valley for children from the ranges of kindergarten through eighth grade, through the events Silent Auction, Darren Dancing, and presentations. Comedian Royale Watkins will also be co-hosting this event. Many of you may remember Royale Watkins from his one-year season of hosting Singled Out from MTV. So that's how I remember that guy. I don't know how else many people would remember Royale Watkins, but that's how I remember Royale Watkins. But, yeah. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Also visit www.stardishradio.net to find out everything that you need to know about upcoming guests, past shows, information, everything that you need to in order to get your Stardish fix on, everybody. That's right. And also, again, with my show, Buzzworthy Radio, you can log on to my site, buzzworthyradio.net. You can check out past shows, as well as find out some upcoming news information, as well as upcoming guests. And, you know, everything is at your fingertips. Everything's there. You can also visit our pages here on blogtalkradio.com, both of our pages, and go from there. So, absolutely, guys, just keep... The only thing I'm not able to get working right now is the chat room, which I cannot understand at the moment. Don't know why that's not loading, but I know some people are, like, wondering, why is the chat room not up? But we are trying to get that up and running, but it's just not happening. So I have no idea. But if we can't get it up and running, you can't get it up and running. Ah, there it is. There it is. The chat room is right there now. It finally loaded up. I see a few people are now finally entering the room. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us here tonight. If you did have questions for her, you can start sending them in via the chat room that we have uploaded as well. So we definitely are waiting for her to show up, and she is joining us on the line right now. Jennifer Barron's, everybody. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk with
you
again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. I was trying to call you guys. My cell phone just kept going. I don't know. I guess I was in one of LA's black cell phone, you know, black holes.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So,
yes.
So how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much. It's weird for me doing this this show again and filling in for Joanne, but it's great. I love it.
Well, thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. She's so sweet.
Absolutely.
She was able to join us today. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to speak with you again, especially about this. Before you got on the line, I was actually going ahead and telling everybody about this event that's supposed to take place on March 13th of this year. Let's go ahead and just delve right into that. It's the second annual Multicultural Harmony Gala. Debbie Allen plus Peter Marietta and the cast members from the Disney Channel show Wizards of Waverly Place are being honored at this event. And this is something that you created as well as produce and you're hosting.
Yes. Yeah.
How did...
go ahead.
I was going to say, what was the premise behind the idea of you wanting to go ahead and create this event? What prompted you to go ahead and create such an event for this? Oh, she dropped the call. So call back in, Jennifer. The call dropped. So all right, we're gonna watch for you and make sure you guys make sure you come back. You gotta love cell phones, everybody. It just dropped like right in the middle of the conversation. But she just returned. So here she is.
For you, you know. You're driving in LA, you expect that to happen. And
you do. That's why I started cracking up. And it dropped again. It dropped again, everybody. Oh my goodness. I hope that when I'm out there in LA in the next 2 weeks, and I'm doing a show out there, it doesn't drop out there as much. But I do know that happens. But we're sticking it right on through. We're sticking it right on through.
Here.
We're here.
We have to talk fast. Oh, my goodness.
All right. When you got cut off, I asked you what prompted you to go ahead and create such an event of this kind of caliber. What was the premise behind it?
Okay. Well, I'm creating – I have my production company. It's called True Form Films, and my very first project is a documentary I've been working on for a couple of years about the importance of being bilingual, just being, you know – multilingual is so important to me. It made such a huge difference in my life, and it's just opened up so many doors. I get to really experience so many more people if I only had one language, and I see the importance in that. And there's only a handful of schools that still offer bilingual education, and it's called the dual language model. And that children learning two languages at the same time from the time they're 5 years old. And it's proven, scientifically proven that the brain, that's the gap.
It dropped again. We're like right into it. We're going so well, and it dropped again. Hey, call back. Call back. But yeah, this is definitely an event that I piqued my interest of. The person in the chat room wanted to know, this is Jennifer Behrens. She was on General Hospital for a short stint, and she's definitely talking about this event. She's back now. How are you? Again, we're rocking and rolling.
Just to finish that tangent I went on. It's really the documentary that I started, and then my son going to this bilingual school, I realized that they needed, more financial support and also just more awareness in the community that they exist. Because there's a stigma on, the testing that happens in schools like this because don't test as high, but it's as other schools in English, but it's you have to give them time to catch up because they're learning two languages and they're learning Spanish first because they need to be immersed in it because they get English everywhere else. So last year I joined, I do this program called the Landmark Education, and I did this course called the Self-Expression Leadership Program, and it's about creating a community project. So this was my project last year, and it was basically for me to give to the community. And the community is educational community and for children. And so that's how it came about. And then it just exploded. And the entertainment industry and the politicians, they just jumped on board to create awareness. And it was an amazing success last year. And this year it's going to be better. And now it's the, you know, it's the fundraiser, the yearly fundraiser for the school. And it's really to bring all these communities together, because it's a multicultural harmony where we live. I mean, this country is, we're just so many people from different cultures, and embracing each other is the best. Imagine, just imagine if we would just embrace each other and learn from the time we're 5 years old each other's languages and cultures, what a different world we would live in.
So let me ask you then, you feel like let me ask you this, a generalized question. You feel like lots of cultures were too segregated. We should be, you know, like they say, we should be united, basically, united.
Absolutely.
You know, we're too,
I think united, we enrich each other by teaching each other our, you know, our cultures and our languages and our, you know, the things that we do. I think it just makes us more global citizens versus, oh, I'm better than you, or you're better than me, and or you're different than me, therefore I'm afraid of you, or I'm going to, you know, suppress you. So that would just go away if, as kids, we would grow up together. And education, it would, you know, we would be taught through the arts and through celebrating different cultures. Like in this school, we celebrate Chinese New Year. We have a powwow every year to honor, you know, the Native Americans. We celebrate the Black History Month, the Hispanic Week. I mean, everything. And it's so, we even have a European week, and like a Greek dancers and people who go to the school. And it's just really teaching the children about the world. You know? Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So
and
the party, so the gala, the time to celebrate this kind of, you know, education and just come together as one, is this, not this Saturday, a week from this Saturday in Burbank at the Lush Pickwick Garden Banquet.
Okay.
And we just, Wilmer Valderrama will be back this year to honor the creators of Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay.
And the cast as well, Jennifer Stone will be there. Then we just got confirmation that Alexa Vega, remember the little girl from Spy Kids?
From the Spy Kids movies, yeah.
Yeah, she's confirmed. She's going to be there. Also, the daughter from Everybody Hates Chris. At this mom drives.
Oh, okay.
And who? I mean, there's just been, they're confirming as we speak. You know, people are just sending in the confirmations, and the kids are really excited, because it's also about bringing the kids to the event, and they get to meet these people and to see how everybody's supporting them in such a hard job that they're doing. I mean, they're little kids learning two languages, learning everything, science, history, math, in two languages, and they're working really hard. So to, you know, for once a year for them to be acknowledged by the community and other people, other, you know, other than their parents and their teachers, letting them know this is good for you, it just makes a huge difference. And it inspires them and it excites them. They're super excited. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how can people go ahead and they can purchase tickets for this, correct?
They can purchase tickets, and they can also make a donation if they're not able to come. We just got an amazing donation from the creators of the TV show Lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. We were just jumping up and down. So, the website, the website is mlcgala.com. mlcgala.com. And you can just log on and you'll see what we're all about. And it also has a link to the school so people can take a look at the school. It's a charter school, so it's a public school, but it's charter, and there's like 300 kids. It's pretty small, but growing. And what can I tell you? It's going to be a wonderful event, and I'd love for everybody to come out and support and just take a look at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can also, there's also sponsorships from what I'm reading. There are also sponsorships available and can be directed to Jennifer by calling 310-728-5230 or by email at Jen, which is Y-E-N, at multiculturalharmony.com.
Yes. Great. That's awesome. Exactly. Come on, you guys. Call. I'm excited.
Call, email. Call,
you know,
do everything.
No donations too small. You know,
that's
think everybody
true.
Pitching in. And one thing I forgot to mention, you know, every dollar for every ticket sold is we're going to donate to Haiti.
I was just about to mention Haiti. It stuck in my mind, especially when you said that, you know, no donation is too small. Like, you know, you're bringing everybody together also with you're tying it in with Haiti and everything. I think that's great.
Exactly.
I mean, after experiencing what happened there, which is still tough for me to this day, and it's really devastating. It's really nice to see that there's lots of people out there that still want to help out Haiti, and they're not giving up. They want to make sure everything, you know.
Right. It's on a continuous basis, and I think things happen like that in the world for us to exercise our compassion and our contribution to the universe. And it's unfortunate, but that's otherwise then we wouldn't be able to experience that kind of brotherhood or compassion if things like this wouldn't happen. Not that I'm like saying that it should, but it's a great opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and now, you know, and it's crazy because now with the Chile disaster, it's like, wow.
I know. Yeah. It's really tough.
It's like we're here together, you know, in this world, and we just need to support one another, you know, because you just never know.
You know, it does make you think, though, because I was thinking about this while you were talking about bringing all the cultures and everybody together. It really made me start thinking in my head about why is it that whenever natural disasters or disasters happen in the world, that's only the time we come together. Why can't we come together for something like this, that what you're doing? Why can't you bring cultures together for something like this, for something good? Why does it have to be, like you know, even going back a few years, 9/11, you know, I mean, I was 16 years of age and watching it in my U.S. history class. Ironic, I know. But still, you know, you're watching that, and it's just like, why is it now you're coming together as one? Why didn't we come together as one before? Why does it have to take something of that kind of caliber to bring somebody together?
Right. I just think it should be, you're absolutely right, it should just be on an ongoing basis, you know, we're brothers and sisters, and we should just come together and grow together in such a way where we're supporting one another all the time. And that, I completely agree, and that's, you know, that's my philosophy in life. My friends and family, we are all multicultural for me. And it's funner, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to experience other people's lives and the way they live and the way they've been brought up, or the way they say something. And it's like, really? That's what that means? You know, oh, we say it like this. And so just it actually enriches your life, you know?
I think it's unique. You know, because there's lots of things that you don't know about everybody else's cultures in the world. You just assume this is what they do. You don't know for sure this is what they do.
Right, because we have a different perception. Yeah, because we have a perception from the outside, but when we are delved in. And we're, you know, we're brought into, say, their family or their circle, or we, you know, then you get a different experience, and you kind of become them, and they become you, and, you know, and that's where we all become one. It's like, and that's really it's all one energy anyway, right?
That's
so
true.
So,
no
yeah,
denying it there.
Yeah. And there's going to be great entertainment. There's going to be the mariachi, the Grammy Award-winning mariachi divas.
Oh, okay.
At the event. And also, there's going to be a salsa band. Get this, the salsa band, they're called Sokolan. C-O-K-O-L-A-N. And the lead singer, she's a Japanese woman that speaks Spanish and sings salsa. Okay?
Nice. I
yeah,
like that.
And her band is all, you know, they're all multicultural as well. And it's just so perfect. People can, you know, Google them so that you can, they can take a look at them. Sokolan. And then La Palabra is also going to be donating his time. And he's also a Afro-Cuban musician. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the community has really come together to make it happen, and it's all volunteer-based, and it's all on donations and volunteering their time, you know?
Yes. Now, this school only goes up to grade, it's only for grade kindergarten through eighth grade, that's correct,
yes,
right?
Yes, kindergarten
okay.
through eighth grade. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, and the way it works is, in kindergarten, like, you need to, if you put your child in the school, it's a commitment of 9 years. Because the model works in a cumulative way. So,
mm-hmm.
in kindergarten, they start them with 90% in Spanish. Everything is learned in Spanish and 10% English. Then first grade, it's
10% English? Wow.
10% English in school, yeah. They only get 1 hour with an English teacher. Because we need to immerse them in the language that they're learning, because they get English everywhere else. You see? So being in school,
okay.
like for like 7 hours straight with just Spanish, that's really the only way that they can just like absorb it and really be immersed in it and really take it on and learn the language. You know? Because really, usually we're introduced to foreign language at what? In seventh grade or ninth grade here?
Yeah, I started learning Spanish in ninth grade. Most of them now in my state, most of them now start at seventh grade now, but we really didn't get hit with it until my freshman year of high school.
Right. For 1 hour, right? And it comes up
An hour and a half. Yeah, an hour and a half. An hour and a half.
So how's your Spanish? ¿Cómo está tu español?
Un pequeño en español.
Exactly.
That's pretty much where I lie with that. I mean, I get by a little bit, you know, because with my job, I do have some people that do not speak English, or they don't speak,
uh-huh.
like, they only speak, like, a little bits of words of English, but they can't
uh-huh.
really understand everything. And,
right.
But there's, like, some things I can get by, you know, especially with, you know, time. I can say time in Spanish, at least. It gives me that.
Okay.
I have that for them, so that's good.
That's good.
I definitely do not hablo español muy bien, please. I do not. No, no, no. I don't. Carissa, I'm glad you do, but I think it's not happening with me. But
that's because you started so late. Because
you started
they
so
started
late.
You, yeah, because they start if they would have started you in kindergarten or even first grade, you would have a good, you know, base of what Spanish is about. You would be able to have a conversation. You would be able to read it and write it. These children are, you know, they're in second grade and they're reading and writing in English and Spanish. So it's really amazing. So then, you know, first grade, then it jumps to 80%, 80 to 20% ratio. And then in third grade, they're 60 to 40. And then by the time they're in fifth grade, it's 50 to 50. So it's 50% English, 50% Spanish. And it's amazing. You just see these third graders. And you see their homework, and one week is Spanish, the next week is all English, and they're writing their, you know, reports and reading in both languages. It's just amazing to me, you know.
I think younger kids, like, have that more kind of a more brain power to go ahead and comprehend
it's scientifically proven. It's that gap. It's from the time they're born to, like, eight. If they're not immersed in another language, then it's just that much harder, you know. So that's where my advocacy comes in. It's like it should be implemented earlier on. I mean, all these countries in Europe and in Canada and even in South America, it's like English is with them from the time they're in first or second grade. So, you know, it's a big.
You have
goal
all that. You
have
all that time to go ahead and learn. You have all that time to go ahead and learn. You have all the time to go ahead and learn Spanish. If you were learning, let's say if you were English bred and that's the only language you spoke, and you started it in kindergarten, you have all the way up until eighth grade. Even if they offer it as an elective in high school, you have all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade to learn Spanish. You have all of that time. You'll be able to go ahead and comprehend all of that. And with me, I only had like 4 years, an hour and a half each year.
That's
all I got.
Yeah. So, you know, the difference it makes in people's lives, I mean, getting jobs because they're bilingual, the pay. I mean, I get to work in both markets, you know, as an actress. I get to do Spanish TV and I get to do English TV. I mean, I'm like, why didn't I learn a third language? You know, I mean, I wish I knew Italian. You know, when I go to Italy,
I would love to learn Italian. I would.
Va bene, bambino.
See, I have an Italian boss, so he's teaching me some words here and there. So
lavorando. So when you are lavorando, you're with an Italian.
Okay.
Lavorando is working. Lavorando is working. My mom lives in Italy, so she learned a lot of Italian. So now she does the what would we call it? Instead of Spanglish, it would be Itanglish or... I mean,
Itanglish. See, I would always say Spanglish all the time. That's new for me. Itanglish. I like it. Can I use that? That's not patented, is it?
No. So I know a lot of the words.
I would love to learn Italian. There's like a lot of languages I'd love to learn because if you travel a lot, that's mostly what they only speak, and
you gotta know
something.
Absolutely. And you know what's amazing when you go, for example, when I've been to Cannes, to the film festival in Cannes, that's like a total melting pot. Like as far as everybody from everywhere in the world. And you're walking around on that Croisette, and you are hearing, no joke, in like less than 50 feet, you've heard at least 5 different languages just passing right by you, talking, everybody talking in different languages. It's amazing. It's like an overload sometimes. It's like, whoa, that was a medley of languages. Some people are talking French, Italian, Spanish, English, German. I mean, it's like, wow.
You're like mesmerized by it.
It is. It's complete. It just fascinates me. Completely fascinates me. Yeah. So,
you know, one of the things I really loved when I did take Spanish, before we wrap up, one of the things I loved was learning about the flamenco dancers. We'd have this thing every year when I was in Spanish, like every year I got to go and attend. They would come to our high school and they would perform. It was so... It was,
beautiful,
had like the
right?
lights. You had it was so beautiful, the lights, everything, the people that were doing. It was just so. I was just taken aback by it. I think it was absolutely phenomenal. You should see the whole room. We just got up and we were just dancing like right along with them. That was just how amazing it was. I mean, I love experiencing that.
Yeah, no, Spanish dancing is outrageous. It's so beautiful. It really is with the way they move with the castanets and with skirts. It's just beautiful. I went to an elementary school in Miami that's bilingual, and we also had to. There was dance in the curriculum. You either took Spanish dance or you took ballet, and it was great. I did it when I was young, when I was just a little baby. It was a lot of fun.
I heard that, even though you try to keep it low.
Many moons ago, many moons ago. Yeah. How much fun this has been. I mean, I'm really...
Oh, that's too funny.
And I, for us to talk about this awesome stuff, because this is great stuff that makes everybody happy. People, you know,
please, yeah,
praise
man.
Praise each other.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't keep delving on everything that's like always, you know, that puts everything down, because in the past couple of weeks it's just been nothing but,
at least
now we have something where we can celebrate something. And I think that's absolutely phenomenal. The second annual Multicultural Harmony Gala at Picklick Gardens in Burbank takes place on March 13th, 2010. Debbie Allen plus Peter Maria and the cast members from Disney Channel's Wizards of Waverly Place plus Jennifer Stone are going to be honored at this event. Jennifer Behrens will be in attendance. Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show will be in attendance. And Alexa Vega from Spy Kids, as well as the show that was on ABC Family that she did with David Cassidy. I can't...
Some of the kids from Everybody Hates Chris as well.
And the young child, her name escaped me, and it just was on my TV screen just a few minutes ago. from Everybody Hates Chris, she'll also be there. Before you go, Joanne did actually want us to get you to do another promo for her.
Oh, okay.
For the show. You can basically say anything. And it basically has your name and Stardust Radio in it somewhere. You basically say, like, this is Jennifer Behrens, you're listening to Stardust Radio. Or however you want to put it. You can even put a little bit of Spanish in there if you want. No pressure.
No pressure. If you call me, you'll see that I have a bilingual outgoing message.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you want me to say my name, and you're listening to Stardust Radio?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hi, you guys. This is Jennifer Behrens, and you're listening to Stardust Radio right now. Por favor, siempre escuchen Stardust Radio. It's Jennifer Behrens.
What did that mean? What did that last part mean?
Please always listen to Stardust Radio. This is Jennifer Behrens. I said that in Spanish. It
was
proper in Spanish. It's funny because in English, it's like more of a casual language. In Spanish, things are more proper in the way when you ask people to do things. It's really interesting. It's really interesting, the little nuances as well in language.
Yeah. I was just like, what did she say?
You're like, well, I don't know. We got to translate that before we actually put it on.
Yes, please.
I'll do two. I'll do one in Spanish and one in English. How's that? So that you guys can...
Okay.
Okay.
I'm game.
All right, cool. Hola, soy Jennifer Behrens y están escuchando a Stardust Radio. Hey, it's Jennifer Behrens and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
I like that. I think we can use that. We'll just use them both side by side. That's great. I like that.
Awesome. Yay.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure talking to you again, especially about this.
Thank you.
We're definitely
going to
put all the links in the chat rooms and on the sites and everything like that.
That's great.
Of course we're going to have you.
Definitely the website. Thank you.
There's a promotional video
as well. Yes,
the
promotional video, which is part of the documentary that I'm filming, so you guys can get see that. As soon as you get on the site, it just starts playing automatically. And then you can visit my website, and you can put comments visit me on jenniferbehrens.com. And say hello on the guest list. Guest list. Can you tell I have the gala in my head? Not my guest book. In my guest book. thank you so much. It was great
talking
to you.
Thank you so much.
And keep laughing. It's contagious.
It is contagious. You know, laughter is the best medicine, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. Life is beautiful. Big hug and a kiss to you. If you were in front of me, I'd be like, giving you a big bear hug.
Oh, thank you. One right back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, un besito. And that's in Spanish. And a little kiss.
Oh. See, you learn something when you listen to this stuff. Now I have to play it back so I can go ahead and hear it again.
All righty.
Bye-bye. So, have fun.
Bye. Thank you. You too.
Bye. Jennifer Barrett, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I had a lot of fun filling in for Joanne tonight. And always, always, always check StardishRadio.net to find out who is coming up on the show. I can't believe how many people that she's had in the past this past week. She had on Tom Bosley. Man, oh man, she had when she had on Joe Larson, Kelly Ripa called in and surprised everybody. I was just like blown away. I think that's absolutely phenomenal. So make sure you guys check out that stuff. You can also check out my show if you want to. I'm not forcing you, but it's always there. BuzzworthyRadio.net. You can find our show here at blogtalkradio.com/buzzworthyradio. You can always check us out whenever you want to. The door is always open. There's always archives, so you can listen to us anytime that you want. So, on both shows. So make sure you guys tune back in the next time Joanne has another guest here. I'm sure you will. But for now, I'm signing off, and the next time you will be hearing her voice, not mine. Novell J. Lee, signing off. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time. Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.